Thank you for calling the customer service. My name is Ari. I'm from the fraud department. How may I help you today?
Yes, this is Tracy Lawhead, and I just got two emails. The first one, it said that y'all were charging me $69.87, and the second email was for $49.87. I didn't order any of those things.
Okay, I'll go ahead and look into that. Go on. Can I please have your first and last name?
Tracy Lawhead. That's a TRACI. And Lawhead is LAWHEAD.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And the shipping address will be 5590 Century Avenue.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, I do see here on this account the Smart Fitness watch, well, the Smart Fitness Tracker was ordered. It was two of them. They were initially ordered back on February the 19th for a trial of $4.97 and $5.97. Once the 14-day trial ends, the customer is then charged the full price of $49.87 and $69.87. Do you recall ordering those fitness trackers back in February for $4.97 and $5.97?
No.
Okay. Do you think anyone in your household could have placed the orders for those fitness trackers?
No. I'm the only one that's here.
Okay. Have you received those items? I do see they were delivered to the address. Have you received them at all?
Are you talking about the Pentagon Fit?
I'm sorry, the what?
Pentagon Fit.
The Pentagon Fit?
Yeah.
Okay, it would have been a fitness tracker watch.
By Pentagon Fit?
Okay, I do not see the name. It will come out on a Prime Wireless.
It would come as what?
Prime Wireless.
No, I don't have that. Okay. I ordered Pentagon Fit smartwatch, and I know about the continuous, you know, things, but I canceled that. So I don't know if this is the same watch that you're talking about, but I canceled the other. So I shouldn't have any money coming out of my account.
Okay, now once again, this is not Pentagon Fit. We are a different company.
Well, then I didn't receive any watches from y'all, and nor did I order any watches from y'all.
Okay, well, we can proceed. This is a fraudulent claim. I do have to let you know that all cases of fraud are forwarded for a pending investigation and that any false claims of fraud can result in a penalty such as a fine. But as long as you're sure that you or no one in your household placed the order, we can proceed with this as a fraudulent claim.
How did you get my information to begin with?
Someone would have to have put it in online.
Well, what about my money?
Would you like to proceed with this as a fraudulent claim?
Did y'all take $69.87?
Yes, ma'am. It's $69.87 and $49.87. Once again, would you like to proceed with this as a fraudulent claim?
Oh, yes.
Please hold. I went ahead and processed a refund for the charges, ma'am. The refunds will take 3 to 5 business days, and you'll receive an email confirming that.
For the $69.87 and the $49.87, right?
Yes.
Okay. So when will that be back in my account?
3 to 5 business days.
3 to 5 business days. Okay. And cancel anything else that is on there, please.
Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, I don't guess so.
Thank you for calling customer service. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Bye.